Hi there, welcome to the Neurodivergent Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Griffith, and I am so excited to have you here. On this podcast, we talk about all forms of neurodivergence, from ADHD to learning disorders to giftedness to autism and more. If any of that sounds familiar, welcome to Neurodivergent Magic. Hello, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, and welcome back to the final episode of the Neurodivergent Magic Podcast in 2023. For this episode, I really just want to take the time to reflect on things that I've learned in 2023 and also project forward and cast a vision for 2024 and what I want to accomplish, who I want to be, and how I want to serve all of you. So 2023 was a really big year for me, both in business and personally. You know, business-wise, I have had some of the biggest income months that I've ever had. I have hosted some really amazing events like the Neurodivergent Lived Experience Summit, which we are hosting the second edition, 2024, January, coming up soon. Link will be in the show notes to sign up. But we hosted the first one in January of 2023. It was amazing. I finally hit my very first $10,000 month this month, December 2023. I have been aiming for this and trying for this for over a year now, and I'm just very proud that I have finally hit that milestone. So it's been a really big year for business. Although, that being said, it hasn't all been like sunshine and rainbows. I did actually shut down one of my businesses. So in addition to Neurodivergent Magic and my Neurodivergent Life Coaching and everything, I started in late 2022, I started another business called The Autistic Entrepreneur. I wanted to be a business coach for autistic folks who wanted to work for themselves. Personally, I think working for yourself is one of the best accommodations for a lot of neurodivergent people. Now, it's not right for everyone, but I think it's a really good option for a lot of us. And I have been relatively successful as an autistic entrepreneur. And so I thought I could help other autistic entrepreneurs grow their businesses as well. And I do actually think I'm pretty good at this, to be honest. I just didn't have the time or the energy to devote to growing a second business. Especially because I was doing what I loved and it still like wasn't it, something about the business just didn't take off right away, which to be fair, most businesses don't. Neurodivergent Magic, this business did not take off right away. In fact, it wasn't even called Neurodivergent Magic when I started it. Originally, it was called Healing Unscripted. Still love that name, by the way. But anyway, I decided to close down the Autistic Entrepreneur because I realized that, you know, okay, businesses don't just take off right away. And if I'm going to devote the time and energy to grow this business, it means I'm going to have to take time and energy away from Neurodivergent Magic. And I was not prepared to do that. So I closed down the business. And then I started another one again because I have ADHD and I get bored, okay? And I have so many ideas and I love them all. So anyway, back in July, I made the decision to start another business called The Radical Enneagram. So this actually isn't focused on neurodivergence at all. It is focused on the Enneagram, which is a personality typing system. And I had learned my lessons from the Autistic Entrepreneur. I knew that if I was going to do this, it was going to take away from Neurodivergent Magic, but this time around, I knew that ahead of time and I felt prepared. Additionally, Neurodivergent Magic, it was just in a really different position in July of 2023 than it was in like November of 2022. I could afford to like take a step back from Neurodivergent Magic without losing revenue, without losing clients, without, you know, I could still provide a really amazing experience for my people without dedicating, you know, every ounce of time and energy that I had. So the growth of the Radical Enneagram has been much slower and much more intentional than the Autistic Entrepreneur. I didn't jump headfirst into like a membership like I did with the Autistic Entrepreneur. Instead, I have been working with my virtual assistant. We have been deciding to grow our socials like Instagram, Pinterest, and working on building up an email list. I'm going to focus on one-on-one coaching to start out to help me hone my skills. And then I will will probably build a course in the second half of 2024, which that's getting into like planning for the year. And I want that to be the second half of this episode. So we will get more on that later. But if you're interested in the Enneagram, if you like personality typing systems and personality tests, go to the show notes. The link to my new website, theradicalenneagram.com, is down there. So 2023 was also a huge year for me personally. Like, I can't think of a bigger year in my life, honestly, except maybe the year I got married. And even then, this year might be bigger. Not because the things that happened were better necessarily, just because there were more of them. So big thing, in February of 2023, we took a trip to Disney World to see some of our dearest friends get married in Disney, which was bananas beautiful. My son was the ring bearer. He did a great job. It was very sweet, and it was a huge family vacation for us, and it was so many good memories. Then in March, April, I don't know, pretty soon after Disney, we found out that I was pregnant. And not only was I was pregnant with twins. So pretty much immediately we were like, well, we have to move. We don't have room in this house for three children. We were thinking about getting pregnant and everything, but we were anticipating one extra child, which we thought we could probably try to fit into our current house. But finding out that I was pregnant with twins was like, okay, yeah, we have to move. So we sold our first home. We bought a new one that is big and gorgeous and needs a lot of love and renovation and work, but that we truly, truly adore. And then in October, my beautiful baby girls arrived into the world. They are about 3 months old when this podcast comes out. They will be about 3 months old, and they're perfect, literally amazing. And I feel so lucky to be their mom. And then, as if all of that wasn't enough, I also got a book deal, you guys. So I don't know that I've really announced this yet, but I am working with a publisher. They're going to publish my book. Now, it won't be out for quite a while yet. I still have to write the vast majority of it, let alone there's the whole editing process and whatnot. And then the publishing process takes a while. So it won't be on the shelves for a while yet. So don't get too excited, but it's going to be about what it's like to be both autistic and ADHD. And I am just so unbelievably thrilled and honored and humbled and ecstatic. And I don't even know the words to describe this. I have wanted to write a book since I was a little kid. And I know every author in the world says that, but it's true. I think a lot of people grow up thinking, we grow up reading and loving books, and we think this is what it means to matter. This is what it means to, like, I don't know, this is what I want to do. And so many of us end up doing something different, which is fine. But I'm really, really honored that I get to fulfill this lifelong dream of mine and write a freaking book. So that's 2023, the Neurodivergent Lived Experience Summit, 10K month, book deal, twins, moving house, lots of really big things. Hello there, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. I just wanted to interrupt this episode really quick to tell you all about the Neurodivergent Magic Program. This is a program designed to help you cope with executive dysfunction, which is something that almost every neurodivergent person experiences. If you don't know, executive dysfunction is a lot of things, but basically it boils down to you want to do the thing, you are trying to do the thing, and you just can't, and you feel awful. What this program, the Neurodivergent Magic Program, does is it helps you cope with executive dysfunction through a combination of practical and emotional tools. We'll cover body doubling and building momentum, but we'll also talk about the shame that is often deeply rooted in a lot of neurodivergent people because we grew up in a neurotypical society that wasn't accepting of us. And if you're thinking, what in the world does shame have to do with executive dysfunction? Kind of everything. And I would love to teach you about it. So this is a program where the whole goal is to teach you to get shit done in 24 hours or less. So if you are really struggling with your ability to accomplish tasks and to feel good about it, that is what this program is designed to help you with. And I can't wait to see you there. Check out the show notes for the link to join or send me an email at megan@neurodivergentmagic.com. So what about 2024? What exactly am I planning to do next year? As in the next like couple of days, it will officially be 2024. Well, objective number one is probably to write my book because I have actually had this book deal for several months now and I have written almost nothing. So I do intend to reach out to the publisher in January and be like, hey, you know how I'm writing about having ADHD? It turns out I have ADHD and I'm struggling to write this book. Is there anything we can do? Any deadlines or meetings we can set up to make sure I actually get this bad boy done? And I just want to say as a side note, it's okay to do stuff like this, right? Like when you get these amazing opportunities because you're creative and passionate and all this stuff, but then your ADHD or your autism or some other form of neurodivergence starts to get in the way and hold you back, it is okay to ask for accommodations. It is okay to ask for help. I think there's this like story that a lot of us have that's like, well, if I really, I sold them this idea, I told them I could do it. And if I reach out for help, it's like admitting defeat, it's admitting weakness, it's telling them I can't really do it. They might take it away from me. Like that's a big fear I think a lot of us have. But in my experience, most people don't take opportunities back. They want to make it work too. You know, this is mutually beneficial. Like me writing this book, it's going to be one of the first books about ADHD on the market. And so I'm helping them out too. It's not like they are the only ones helping me out by helping me achieve this huge dream. Like obviously they are, but also, you know, I'm valuable too. And so it's okay to ask for assistance. And speaking of asking for assistance, another area where I'm going to be doing that next year is actually one that's really, frankly, a little uncomfortable for me, but I'm excited. I'm actually going to work with a weight loss coach next year, like all next year. I signed up for a full 12 months. And before you get too like upset or anything like that, because I know I have always been aggressively health at every size and body positivity, body neutrality, I still am all of those things. I just don't enjoy the fact that I can't really run around with my kid. And I don't enjoy that when I climb one flight of stairs, I'm out of breath. So I know those things are not inherently tied to weight, that it's possible for me to get in better shape, or not even better shape, I don't like that language, but it's possible for me to improve my capacity for physical activity without focusing on weight loss. But this is just something I want to do. I haven't felt super at home in my body for a couple of years now, ever since I had a baby and started an antipsychotic, and both of those things combined led to pretty significant weight gain. And I'm just ready for that to be different, I suppose. And I don't know if it's possible to have the goal of losing weight and still be body neutral and body positive. I'm not sure, but it's something I'm ready to work on. So I'm working with Amber at Ambitious Coaching, I believe is what she calls her business. I'll look it up, but I'll link it in the show notes in case you are in a similar position. I really like Amber, and the reason I decided to work with her specifically is because she lost 160 pounds over the course of, I think, a year or two, and she has kept that weight off for 3 years. And actually, she gained a little bit of weight very intentionally, because her story is, you know, she realized she was losing weight specifically for the numbers at one point, and she was like, this isn't healthy, this isn't where I want to be. And so she intentionally put on an extra like 40 pounds, and she's like, this feels healthy, this is where I'm meant to be. And just her whole mindset is so, it feels like health at every size while still helping you lose weight. And so that is my hope. I hope she's every bit as amazing as she sounds. Okay, so additionally in 2024, some of the things in the business that I'm going to be working on is obviously growing the Radical Enneagram and turning it into a full business instead of just sort of an idea in the back of my head. But also, I'm going to be doing some fun stuff with Neurodivergent Magic as well. So if you've heard me talk about the Neurodivergent Magic program, which is my executive dysfunction course coaching hybrid program, I love that program, but I feel like it's current setup is not serving its members, my clients, as well as it could be. So I'm going to completely revamp this program. It's still going to include all of the video modules and all of the weekly coaching and everything like that. But I think I'm going to start teaching it live again, because I think that that's really beneficial for a lot of people. It holds people accountable. So I think I'm going to add that in. And I think I'm also going to add in some breathing time for people to actually implement what they're learning instead of just like, well, I gotta learn all the stuff and then I don't have time to actually do the stuff. So I'm working with a curriculum developer. And she gave me a lot of really good ideas for how to make the Neurodivergent Magic program even more incredible. Finally, in 2024, I want to be more of a whole person. And like, what I mean by that is I love my business. I love work. I love it so much. I love it maybe too much. And I want to have other interests and to be like a full, complete, well-rounded person. And for me, that really involves two things, and that's reading and activism. Those are two things I really want to incorporate more into my daily life in 2024. I want to, when it comes to activism, I want to get involved in person instead of just online. And I want to find a way to make my business also represent my activism while still being about neurodivergence and making sure people can find me because I'm niched down enough, but still incorporating the causes that I care about. And as for reading, I have a very, very basic goal for 2024, and that is I would like to read one book a month. That's it. That's all I need to read. I'm not putting a ton of focus, or not focus, I'm not putting a ton of pressure, I mean, on this new hobby, not new, renewed hobby, because I used to be the world's biggest bookworm, read like 500 page novels in a weekend, and now I can't read to save my life. But I did recently start my stimulant medication again, and in the past that has helped me read better and more. So I'm hopeful that that will be helpful in this endeavor. I have a TBR list that is like a million books long. I actually just did a YouTube video about my to be read list. So if you want to check that out, you can. I'll link it in the show notes. I am just really excited to get back into reading, and it's going to be hard, I think, to dedicate time to reading because it feels like, quote unquote, a waste of time because it's a far less active activity. It's much more passive, I guess, and it doesn't make me money or help my people directly. And so I think in my head, it's not useful. But first of all, not everything I do in my life has to be useful. And second of all, I actually think the more I read, especially about neurodivergence and about the causes I care about, the more I can help other people better understand those things. So it does help my people. So anyway, I'm just really hoping to get into reading again in 2024. Finally, I just want to leave you with the biggest lesson that I've learned in 2023. And honestly, it's just that my natural rhythms are good. I think so many ADHDers, we learn from a very early age that everything we do naturally is like bad or broken or incorrect in some way. And I've been unlearning that for a long time now, but I think this year was the year I really realized the way I function, my energy levels, the natural rhythm of my body is good. It might not look like a neurotypical's rhythm, but that doesn't make it bad. It's possible for me to strive to improve while also being happy with where I am. I think that's another big thing I've learned. So I hope you enjoyed this little like recap and looking forward kind of episode. I just want to say thank you to all of you listening. I appreciate you so, so much. And you're the reason I keep making this podcast. I hope you enjoy it. And I will talk to you in the new year. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you give us a follow over on Spotify, leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, and tune in next Saturday for another amazing episode.